Got a few less here. What, up for the Cubs game or something?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if the Cubs win the World Series this year.
Prediction?
Well, because every...
It's still going to be a good luck charm.
San Francisco, I was there for 5 years, and the Giants won 3 World Series. They had never won one before. I was in Houston when they got to their only World Series. I bring good luck to the baseball teams. If they win, I probably could. Or at least they'll hire me, at least.
How pleased are you with the progress of the defense, especially this last Sunday?
Well, I'm pleased with the win, number one. You know, our defense has been progressing each and every week, I think. We've been getting better and better and had some solid play in there in spite of the 3 losses. But we are improving.
Is this the Pernell McPhee that you expected to see after you guys signed him?
Well, he played well on Sunday, and I think he's done a decent job all year long. And, you know, there's certain aspects of the games he excels in, and they came to surface this past week, and we expect him to be one of our good players, not only this year, but moving forward.
Vic, what specifically jumped out to you on Sunday? He seemed real active against the run.
Nothing in particular jumped out. We just played pretty good over.
What about Pernell?
Oh, Pernell?
Yeah.
Played physical against the run, which is up his alley. Did a good job in pass rush for the most part. Just played the way he's capable of playing than what we thought we'd get when we signed him.
Hey, what did you learn about Tracy Porter from seeing the full game from him?
Well, Tracy, as you know, was inactive the first 3 weeks and missed a lot of training camp. You know, so we played him a little bit in inactive the first 2 weeks, and played a little bit in week 3. So he was ready to play in week 4, and we went out, you know, combined with Allen's injury, we started him, and he did a really nice job for us.
In man coverage, what does he do well?
He's got good corner ability. You know, he's got good movement, got good football instincts and savvy, knows how to play the game, understands the game, and the game's not too big for him.
With Entrell out, what are your options back there at safety?
Well, Harold came in and played in the game the other day. He's an option. We've got Hurst back on the active squad. He's an option. Pruszynski is an option. You know, those are the options.
What did you see out of DeMontre? Obviously, a guy who played a lot of nickel corner a year ago and mixed in at safety this preseason.
He's got good football savviness, understands the game. He's versatile. He can play nickel. He can play safety. He can play corner. When you're picking your team and you're down to your 8th, 9th, and 10th DB, they've got to have some versatility. So when you have games like what happened on Sunday, you have people that you can put in there that's been through it with you. And the more guys that you have at the bottom of your secondary roster that are versatile, the better off you'll be.
What did Jones Cordy show you in that limited amount of time he played in place of role?
He needs more practice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, was he not good enough to continue playing? And did he show you enough?
He did okay, but in defense of him, you know, he hadn't been getting a lot of reps. He's just been here a couple of weeks. Anytime you have to play this early in the season and you just got here, you weren't in off season and in training camp getting reps, you're behind the eight ball, and he was behind the eight ball. But he survived. There were plays that he could have played better and should have played better, and hopefully now with a week's practice, he'll do better.
Kind of on the flip side, you had Sherrod Martin with you for most of the preseason. What has been put in since then that he needs to catch up on, or is it?
Not much. No, we stick with our concepts and just change them up from week to week.
Stick with Adrian, does anything change for him, either, you know, in terms of communication or the role he'll have?
Well, obviously he's the most experienced guy back there. When I say experienced, even though he's a rookie, he's had the most reps within our system in our short time here. So he's become the vocal commander back there.
Vic, are you seeing a residual effect of McPhee's impact? In other words, are other players making plays because he has kind of become a playmaker in the last couple of games?
I think so. I mean, it becomes contagious. I think having Sam Acho out there playing more, he brings great energy to the team and execution and fire. So, I mean, it's a bunch of guys.
What's most impressive to you about Jamaal Charles?
His speed, number one. You know, he's got really good running instincts. If he gets in the open field, he's a tough guy to bring down. He's one of the top backs in the league.
What's different about game planning for a quick guy like him compared to a big running back like you faced on Sunday?
Speed and elusiveness.
What's the challenge you're accounting for him as a receiver coming out of
there? It's a challenge. He's a big part of their passing game, and He's real fast, and he can get matched up on some linebackers at times. So, you know, it's a challenge.
But what do you see out of Alex Smith as he is facing the pass rush recently?
I see the same guy that I've always seen. Alex is a damn good quarterback, a very good athlete, runs their offense very efficiently and effectively. You know, they've been sacked a little bit more this year than they have in the past, but I don't see him see it affecting him at all.
Did Goldman take a step, a big step last week?
He did.
Like he was more effective.
He did, more than some. He did. He had his best game so far.
And what in particular? Where did he show growth or progress?
Just doing things the right way, you know, being more consistent in his technique and how he played the game.
What impact can Ratliff have if he plays on Sunday? And has he brought that just from being around here for the last week?
He can have a good impact out in the game. And, you know, anytime you can add a defensive lineman with his ability and his passion for the game, you're going to be better.
Vic, if you're going against an offense that's got a rookie center, you know, inexperienced guy, how do you attack that? What goals do you have for your line?
Well, I think anytime you try and go too hard to maybe take advantage of a perceived weakness, which I think this guy hadn't been playing that bad, it can jack you around more than help you sometimes. So there's some times where you can do that, but I think you just got to play your stuff.
Is there a common thread to some of their third down struggles?
No, not at all.
Did you mention the fire of Sam and Purnell? Why is that valuable to a defense?
Well, it becomes contagious, you know, especially when you're new as a unit together with a lot of new players, young players, even some guys that are so-called veterans playing new positions. So it just feels better. That's part of football, and the more you have of that, the better off you'll be.
Vic, when you evaluate, though, Christian and Shea, the way they've played so far, is in terms of making, you know, splash plays, is that they need to do more to make plays, or the game just hasn't been around where they're at?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I've been pleased with both of their progress. You know, like I told you several times, that their progress is going to be slow and steady. Okay, been pleased with the way they're playing, and they're getting slow and steadily better.
Okay? Is asking a corner to follow a receiver across the field, is that something that you've done often in the past?
Have not done that a whole lot in the past. Have not.
It's one thing to play well, but it's another to get the win. Have you gotten a sense that this team has turned the corner defensively?
Well, turned the corner, that's a pretty strong statement. We still are 1-3. They feel better. I mean, winning has cured more ills than penicillin. And winning just feels better. You know what I'm saying? So the point you're making is yes, but we got another game coming up.
What stood out to you the most about practicing against Adam Gase's offense every day after kind of watching him from afar, now being on the same staff? What challenges does he as a coordinator present to your defense in practice?
Well, we don't practice against them now, you know, because it's all service team stuff, you know, so we're off of cars and stuff. So we haven't practiced against that offense since maybe the third preseason game or second preseason game. But we have a good offense that's very balanced and varied, and they do a good job schematically.